and we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Memorial Opera House, which is, of course, located in Valparaiso, talking about their current production of The Holiday Inn, the musical, a stage production. It did open November 26th, but it's running through December 12th. We have the artistic director, also in the show, and several other things she'll talk about, Bobby Kvachthoff. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Hi, welcome.
Well, we'd like to talk about your current show that's still running through December 12th. People are familiar with Holiday Inn, the motion picture, which was opened in 1942. The stage version, which has been adapted with a whole new libretto, different songs, though there are some familiar songs in it. But tell us a little bit about the stage adaptation of Holiday Inn.
There's several differences. If anyone has watched the movie version, I'd say that this is way more inclusive. It's brought into present day, but it still has that like beautiful holiday energy. It does take place over an entire year. I feel like people really think of it as like a Christmas musical, but it really just encompasses like the entire about a year with all of these wonderful characters. And the music, there's been a ton of added music. Some of the original songs that were in it have like slightly different flares to it. I don't want to give too much away because I want our audiences to come in and really experience it for the first time. But I'd say that in comparison from a movie to a live version, it's energy 100%. It's like complete difference in energy you get from a 1940s film to a musical.
Well, one of the things we talked about before the interview started is that how the motion picture is like a movie with music. This is really a true musical with a brand new libretto, new arrangements, everything. And of course, it all has Irving Berlin music. So, and the one who wrote almost 900 songs of American culture and everything. So you serve as artistic director for the Opera House, but you also are involved in several other ways in the production. Tell us about some of those.
I am. So I am the artistic director of the Opera House. However, I am starring in it as Linda Mason. And I am the costume designer and also the wig designer for the show.
Very good.
Is that because there haven't been enough volunteers that you have to wear all those different hats?
Well, previously I designed off and on for the Opera House. I designed for lots of different like theaters in the area. But artistic director is a newer position for me. So that came on after I already agreed to design. Deborah Haddad is our director, and she's a very dear friend of mine. And she had asked me to design. And the conversation went, well, I really wanted to audition for your show as well. And she goes, well, I can help you. It'll be fine. So I just hit and jumped in. And this show.
So what kind of crew do you have to work with?
I have Jordan Rammersberger is my assistant. She's incredible. Christina Pals is our costume department's. She's our main costume designer for the Opera House, but she's our costume shop manager, and she is lovely, and she's come on to help with a lot of sewing. I have Helene Trembicki, who also came on to help with a lot of different sewing, and then we have a few dressers backstage that are helping as well. I brought on an old student of mine. Her name is Reagan Beckham, and she's our makeup designer as well. So we're super blessed. We have a few different volunteers that has come on to help as well, but it was a massive undertaking. Costumes for the show is insane. Oh my goodness. It's insane. My poor ensemble is in a million different quick changes. They go from turkeys to, some beautiful like military dresses that they have on as show women. Like, and then they also have to play normal people. So they're going between showgirls to normal, just everyday individuals walking the streets in this musical. So it's intense. My lead men have to go from three-piece suits to their costumes is within the show within a show. And then they also have to be able to like layer all their costumes on top of each other, because sometimes they only have about like 20 seconds to get back on stage again with like completely different shoes and everything. So it's intense.
Yeah, overdressing is a mainstay of musical theater.
Yes, I just reached out to Christina today asking if she would add Velcro to one of my dresses because I can't make the quick change. So we'll see.
We know that the Opera House has an extensive costumes in-house already. How much had to be constructed from scratch for the show? Or did you just use your archived costumes?
We took a lot of our previous costumes that we have to use as much as we could. Because this is such a big show, we really have to try to be conscious of budget. However, because there are so many, I felt as the designer that we really didn't have time to make a ton from scratch. And so there are different added pieces that were made from scratch, but we either used what we had or we bought and then altered it to make it work for 1947 and to each of our individual actors.
So this is the second production, I think, of this season. Is that correct?
This is the third. We opened with Clue the Musical, and then we had 9 to 5.
Right. We interviewed the director for 9 to 5. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Very good. Well, we have just about a minute left. So you've already had your opening night, and so you're looking to go till December 12th. And how the ticket sales been going?
Before we ever opened during Tech Week, we already had all of our Sundays sold out. We only had 100 and some tickets left, before we ever even opened the show. So I'd say they're going fairly well.
Very
hoping
good.
For a fully sold out audiences from open to close.
So tell us how we can find Memorial Opera House, where it is, phone numbers, and location.
You can go to memorialoperahouse.com. And all of the phone numbers and everything is on there. But if you click on menu, then you can go to upcoming events, click on theater, and then Holiday Inn. We are located at 104 Indiana Avenue in Valparaiso. And I'd have to look up the phone number real quick.
It's 219-548-9137. We'll be speaking with the artistic director and also starring in the upcoming production of Holiday Inn the Musical for Memorial Opera House, Bobby Kovachhoff. Thank you so much for being on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Thanks, Hester.